Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight, it's all about Monday movie classics. And unfortunately, we have some sad news to give everyone. The amazing and sweetest Southern Belle that I have met here in California, Natalie Dazelle Reed. She starred in BAPS. She's played in so many films. She's absolutely amazing. Let's just say I'm extremely saddened by this, because when I first met her, she was so humble, so down to earth, and I was so geeked. I was so geeked to meet her because BAPS was a cult classic. That was produced by Robert Townsend in 1997. She also played in Cinderella, How to Be a Player, which I just watched not too long ago, Dogon, and many more. But she Madea's Big Happy Family, so she played with Tyler Perry, Divas. She played with Eve. I know y'all remember Eve's series. It was absolutely awesome. We watched her regularly. She would always be cool friends. So, I mean, for her to stand aside at Halle Berry and hold her own, and this was her first big lead role in Hollywood, was absolutely amazing. And Faison Love is the one that discovered her, and she was in one of his acting classes. So I see why. I mean, you got to be real to play those type of parts, or any type of part. You got to know who you are from the beginning, from the root of the tutor, and she did. She owned it. She was actually cooking. She was on cooking shows. She was a Southerner, so you know she could throw down in the kitchen. So BAPS was just an introduction. Some of her food was featured in films as well, from what I understand. But getting back to BAPS was written and produced back in the day. And it was, you know, something we hadn't seen before. It was directed by Robert Townsend and wrote by Troy Baer. So, y'all, if you ain't seen it, you've been under a rock. It's a cult classic, from everyone dressing up as Hallie, who played Niecy, and Mickey, who was played by the late Natalie Dazelle Reed. Everybody dresses up as them for Halloween. We just had Halloween, and prior to COVID, man, everybody, she's on my Instagram page. We loved her. We loved her. And every time I spoke to her, she made me feel, you know, welcome. Like all that Southern hospitality came out every single time. If I had a question, if she's just walking with her friends. And, you know, I'll never forget the time I told her I was a stylist, how she reacted to me because she respected my craft. And it was on ever since. So, I mean, I got to film her during some film events. So it was, you know, and she asked me specifically. So I was like, yes, girl, I got you. So it was well worth it. It was well worth getting to know her, being in her presence. So, y'all, if you didn't get to meet her, you're going to meet her through her work. And as wonderful as she was in her work, she was even more awesome in person. But as I get back, she stood aside the Halle Berry the amazing Halle Berry. And I mean, at the beginning of the show, they got some heavy hitters in this. We got Martin Landau. We got Bernie Mac was in it. Faze on Love. We got all the Heavy D was in this. LL Cool J. Man, it's so many amazing characters in this. Real life celebrities, real life actors, real life people in this film. I mean, the casting was absolutely amazing. And the hair, of course, was done by the amazing Kim Kimball here in California. The music was done by Stanley Clark. Cinematography was done by Bill Dill, and it was edited by Patrick Kennedy. Now, casting was Valerie McCaffrey. She is badass when it comes to all I got to say, because this film rocked. No one stood out of place where it looked odd, like nothing belonged. It was just all cohesive. And of course, the amazing reason why we wear and mimic these iconic roles because of what they wore was because of the Oscar award winning Ruth E. Carter. Yes, Ruth E. Carter, the first black woman to win an Oscar for wardrobe. Okay, that's all I got to say. So it was absolutely amazing to be able to see this, as though it made me feel as though she was still in the air, still in the essence. It's still in our vapors, because we're not ready yet. We're still contemplating that. So I'm going to say, y'all, please, 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 for your Monday movie classic, watch Babs. If you don't want to watch Babs, watch Cinderella. If you don't want to watch Cinderella, watch How to Be a Player. She is amazing, and all of them, it's so worth it. It is so worth it. She was worth it because she made us feel like we were worth it in her presence. So if you have any comments, if you have any questions, feel free to call in. You know the number. It's 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Studios.org. So, and we will definitely have this film as a part of our curriculum. You never know. You may be recreating it. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? Be great.